I'm going to go through this next interview without using any attempts at French. I'm just going to sort of go with my Aussie accent. So Blanc de Blanc is back at the Fringe by popular demand after a stellar season last year. The show is a glitzy homage to the many temptations of champagne through cabaret and acrobatics. The maitre d' of the event is Monsieur Romeo, who joins us now to share his insights on what has made the show so successful. And we've also got Jamie, who's up on stage as well. How are you both doing this morning?
Great, thank you.
We're good, thank you very much. Excellent. And it's Blanc de Blanc. Let me correct you straight away.
I tried this morning. I just don't know how to do it. You know, it's so complicated, that whole
French
thing.
It's okay.
So how would you describe the show to someone who's not heard of it?
Okay, so the show, it's a celebration about champagne. And you come to a very sophisticated French cabaret. That's how it starts. But then quickly turn into a fun party. So,
well, what kind of fun party? Do we all get involved or is it...
It's exactly like you would do if you were drinking champagne on a night out.
Excellent.
You can expect it to go crazy. You're going to get a little bit wet. there's a lot of fun things that happen in the show that you just won't expect will happen.
Oh, that's always good to hear.
Yeah, it's all about unexpected stuff. So,
well, we don't want to tell people too much about it because then they'll go in already expecting things. It's going to be harder to unexpect them. So how does the show pay homage to glamorous styles of the past?
It's the Art Deco. When you come into the place, first it's in a Spiegel tent.
Yep.
Which is
in the garden?
Yeah, in the garden. So the Spiegel tent is already giving you that atmosphere. If you're not familiar with it, just Google it. And then the...
Probably sponsored by Google.
And then the rest is very Art Deco. The costumes are very Art Deco. So it puts you back in that time. Very kind of like a mix of vaudeville and Art Deco.
Mm. Oh, cool. So what kind of performance is it? Are you doing acrobatics? Are you dancing around on the stage?
Yeah, we do a bit of everything. I feel like we're very mixed.
Yeah, eclectic
group of people.
Yeah.
Exactly. I personally do clowning.
Oh, cool.
Which is very fun.
Yes, she's actually very funny. And a woman, a clown woman, is very rare, I think. And she's so beautiful. You can't see that, people. But
it doesn't convey
gorgeous.
Very well on radio, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not known for that.
Sucks.
But one of the things I do is I climb inside a really, really big balloon, which I don't think many people in Adelaide have seen yet.
Mm.
So
oh, that's cool.
It sounds a bit crazy, because it is, but it's very fun.
Do you do any falling? Is that how do you
falling?
Falling. Don't clowns
fall? Hopefully not falling.
Clowns like pretend to fall and stuff, don't they?
Slapstick.
Slapstick. Kind of, yeah, that's right.
No, yeah, there is quite a bit of slapstick in my routines, but there's a lot of acrobatics where hopefully we're not falling, but there's a bit of throwing and catching and lifting each other into the air,
wow.
Which is...
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Which is always fun to do.
So basically in the show there is like, it goes from burlesque act to cabaret act to circus act. It's a big variety show. So it's for everybody.
I'm speaking with Romeo and Jamie from the French show Blanc de Blanc. Yes.
Yes.
I got a
yes,
wink.
You got it right.
Nice
perfect.
Work.
Now, Romeo, I read here that you started out as a fashion model. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was back in my 20s.
Does that come into the show at all? Do you strut your stuff around?
Of course he does. He's gorgeous.
I don't know. Thanks, James. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been
Wait,
there
I'm giving
yet.
You my Zoolander face.
Oh, there you go. That's a bit of blue steel.
Yeah, right.
That's excellent. So do you guys live in Paris and France, or do you live in the US? Where do you guys hail from?
I'm from Paris originally. I'm French-Italian, and I moved to LA 20 years ago. So I'm French-Italian-American. Big mix.
Mm. That's complicated. Mm. How about you, Jamie?
And I'm Australian.
Excellent.
I'm from Brisbane.
From Brisbane.
But everybody in the cast is from all over the place. We have a guy from Japan. We have a girl from Russia who now lives in America. We have a Swedish guy.
Oh, wow.
We're a mix from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Big part of the globalized world.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you guys enjoying your time in Adelaide? You're going out to see other shows in between, or is it just jam-packed with radio interviews?
We don't have much time to see shows because it's always like we in rehearsal or we're like doing things. But we went to see some shows, yeah.
Yeah. So. As soon if we get time to see a show, we'll try and see another show and support the arts as much as we can.
Of course.
So we try to get out, but we love Adelaide. We love coming every year.
Well, it's great to have you in. And so when can we see you? We see you at the Spiegel Tent at the Garden?
Yes.
Yes, at the back of the Garden of Unearthly Delights.
Every
roughly
night?
8:30
every night. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Romeo and Jamie, for coming on the show. I'm sure it's a great one to go see, Blanc de Blanc.
Blanc de Blanc.
Blanc de Blanc.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you very much.